What's going on with the weather these days? I mean, you know, they say in Missouri, wait a minute, it'll change. But, I mean, this is getting to the point now where extremes are huge. I mean, just last week we see the dome collapse in Minneapolis. I mean, with all this snow that they're having. I mean, all over the planet, something is going on. What is it?
Well, you know, this started really about 10 months ago, last winter, when we had a number of events that worldwide, particularly the thing that worried me the most last year, in 2009, 2010, was the deep freeze that hit England, hit the UK, because it's a bellwether for a certain type of climatic oscillation, which is a shifting back and forth from extreme heat to extreme cold. And I thought, oh boy, if we have extreme heat next summer, this is going to be very troubling. And sure enough, last summer was a holy terror. I mean, it was a real hot summer. It was so hot in Russia that there was spontaneous combustion in the forests, and the huge areas of the Russian forest just blazed up. The corn crop in the U.S. was damaged by weather, by drought, and the wheat crop in the Ukraine and across southern Russia was so badly damaged that they had to cut off wheat exports, meaning that countries like Egypt, which are dependent upon Russian wheat right now, are experiencing shortages and will continue to experience them into next year. Sometime in the spring, there is likely to be a shortage of wheat in Egypt unless it can be picked up perhaps by surpluses from the United States. It's not clear exactly what will happen there. But in so far this year, we have had recorded in the world 4,100 record highs. Jeez. And 1,500 record lows. Give you an idea of how off the scale this is. In 2007, there were 300 record highs. And I don't have the number of record lows, but it was not more than a couple of hundred also.
And couple that, Whitley, with the strange behavior of the sun. There's a combination out there, as you and Art wrote years ago in your book, you know, the coming global superstorm turned into the movie The Day After Tomorrow. I just saw the video of the movie, Nicolas Cage's movie, The Knowing. It's all making sense to me now, but the outcome is not very good.
No, it's not. And here's the thing that, you know, when we brought out Superstorm, Art and I were laughed at. We were laughed at on the Today Show. Not laughed at, but sneered at, I guess would be the best phrase, by Matt Lauer. And
he didn't get it, did he? He just didn't get it.
Oh, he didn't get it. And the environmental community, all when the movie came out, After Tomorrow, jumped on the bandwagon, because for the first time, really, a large number of members of the general public were beginning to contemplate climate change. But they all said, oh, but it'll happen much more slowly. And they were wrong then, and they're wrong now, because it's not going to be that way. That is not how this unfolds. What they won't face is that there has been a devastating confluence between weather changes induced by human activity and a natural climactic cycle that marks the end of an interglacial, about a 15,000-year interglacial, that has something we have no idea what to do with the sun. But you mentioned the sun before. The sun has been acting very strangely in the past few years. The 11-year solar cycle has been thrown into a cocked hat. It isn't like that anymore. The sun is either blowing off steam with enormous explosions, or it is extremely quiet. It is not a normal period of solar activity at all.
And these extremes, Whitley, are the same thing that that's happening on the planet, as you just pointed out.
Well, that's right. And there are changes taking place all over the solar system that we can see. There's an enormous storm right now on Saturn, which has reappeared after disappearing for a few months, and now it's back again. And this reflects something that's happening to the solar system. I don't know exactly what it is, but I have a feeling that the solar system may be moving into an area where there is something like a more dust or something like that, and this is causing these changes. But there's some energetic change in the solar system that we don't understand that is causing these changes, and it's also affecting Earth. And at the same time affecting Earth is a little but very constant 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year volcano called human activity.
Yes,
it is the equivalent of a small to medium-sized volcano that never stops erupting. Now, normally, that actually would be probably pretty much absorbed by the planet's natural tendency to rebalance itself, but not under these circumstances. And so we have a situation where we are causing we're the tripwire. We're causing the thing to go over the top. Now, this has happened before on Earth. It's happened.
It's a cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, it happens. It's happened without us before.
That's right.
And which means that ultimately we probably can't do anything about it. But undoubtedly we have sped up and to an extent deranged the whole process by our activities. I have to be frank, and I'll talk about just, you know, what we can expect and what we can do in a little while. But we're probably in significant trouble. This human civilization is going to be changed by climate change, and that's going to happen quite soon.
Back about 5 years ago, Linda Moulton Howe interviewed for you and for us an earth scientist, Lonnie Thompson. He was on Dreamland. He talked about the rapid retreat of glaciers and ice sheets. Is that affecting some of this right now, Whitley?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing that Lonnie Thompson talked about was the speed with which those changes happen. Now, as far as glacial retreat is concerned, we don't really understand glacial retreat all that well either. For example, we have had last summer in Greenland a tremendous amount of melt, so much melt that it created at the base of a lot of the glaciers a kind of a slurry, which is what happens when right before these glaciers will slide into the sea. They're destabilized by this semi-liquid area that appears at the base of the glacier because of meltwater going down through the cracks in the glacier.